T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh boy, time for our weekly Tuesday visit, 7:20 with Chris Powell, Journal Inquirer. That's Inquirer. Hi, Chris.
Hey, morning, Ray.
See, you're not predictable, and I like this. I really do. Well, no, because, you know, as you know, you've been hearing these ads on the station, 11.99, and there's a chance that they are threatening to strike for better benefits, I suppose, pay. And you're saying, hey, you know what? They have not a bad claim.
Well, they have better claims than the workers that we've been obsessing about and public life in Connecticut for quite some time. Of course, the Stop and Shop workers got a lot of support lately, and the legislature is still awarding raises and creating bargaining units for state employees. But the nursing home workers in Connecticut are essentially government employees without having the advantages of being it, because they work for nursing homes, and most nursing home patients are Medicaid recipients, especially on essentially on state welfare. The nursing home workers, some of their homes are unionized, and they do have a fairly aggressive union.
11.99, sure.
Yeah, and 20 of the homes they represent are being threatened for a strike on May 1st. These people have been lower paid than everybody else in state employment, and lower paid than Stop and Shop workers for a long time. And state government, which is so luxurious with its own employees and municipal employees, has been very cheap with them for many years. So they get minimal raises because the state doesn't appropriate much for increasing the reimbursements to nursing homes, and I'm just a little surprised that you know, we're so generous with people who do not have it very tough, and we're so stingy with people who
this is a rough job. I'm sorry, this is a tough job as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it's a tedious job. It's an unskilled job, and it's hard to unionize for $11.99, but it's a tedious job, and these people are not well paid. Their raises are, you know, typically when they get them, and on the 1% range. And so, you know, why is our government not more sympathetic to them than you know it is toward Stop and Shop or its own employees? It's because the nursing home workers are not organized politically. They're not mobilized politically, and so they tend to get ignored. And I just wondering if all the politicians that were striving to get photographed with the Stop and Shop workers, they're going to strive to get photographed with the nursing home workers.
Well, there you go. And by the way, I mean, part of the problem, as I understand it, is that you're saying a lot of, if you're in a nursing home, odds are you're going to be on Medicaid. Odds are. Not totally, but yes. But apparently the federal reimbursement is a little bit lower, so therefore, do we have to make it up here in the state?
Well, the state pays for a huge amount of it, and part of the problem with the nursing home workers here, Ray, is that if we can't just appropriate for more raises for the unionized homes, there's a lot of ununionized homes as well, and you know, potentially you're looking at tens of millions of dollars here.
Well, that's great. Okay, so what's new? As you know, we've got a lot of really important legislation that's being considered, including the fact that, you know, you can't own a black rhino in this state, which, I mean, really just cut the wheels out from under me. But the thing, you know, the important stuff. But what's this about job interviews and stuff like that? Is that age discrimination?
Oh, well, there are complaints of age discrimination, and there's a bill in that would prevent employers from asking people their birth date and I guess their college and high school graduation rates, as if this is going to cut down on age discrimination. I rarely suspect that there's not a lot of age discrimination, because employers can't afford to do that stuff. They need to find the best employees they can. But I think it's the premise of the legislation is silly, that employers are not going to be able to figure out the general age of applicants if you can't ask them their birth dates or you
right.
can't ask them their graduation dates. I mean, all you got to do is look at the applicants.
Right. Well, yeah.
You can tell if
somebody's
in his 60s. And,
yeah.
and the legislators here, I think, just trying to scare the old people into thinking that here's another threat to them and they're going to protect us. But,
yeah.
You know, there's advantages to youth and there's advantages to age, and I don't think you're going to prevent employers from
right.
figuring it out unless you're going to deny them the opportunity to interview people face-to-face or on the phone.
You know, at-will employment. You know what that's all about? Hello. By the way, just very quickly, one of the two big stories in the news this morning, which Angela will get to in about 6 minutes, one, demonstrations in front of the police department in Weathersfield, and then down in New Haven, of course, there was a Yale officer and I think it was a Hamden officer involved in the shooting of a couple of people. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it certainly seems like a mistake by the police, possibly mistaken identity, possibly trigger happiness. You know, this mistaken identity stuff happens in police work all the time. The problem with the protests is that they're asserting that the shooting was, you know, part of the nationwide police scheme to murder black people.
Except
the protests are demanding that the cops be fired without an investigation. They're demanding that suburban officers not be permitted to chase suspects into New Haven. And, you know, so much for Senator Looney's mandatory regionalism.
Is anybody aware of the two officers that were involved in the New Haven shooting? Has anybody just kind of seen the video?
Well, supposedly it's going to get released by the police today, but, you know, one of the ironies here is if this is a racist scheme to murder black people, one of the officers
is a black person.
The Hamden officer is a black guy who began his career in police work in New Haven, was trained there, but there's just so much hysteria being gemmed up here, Ray. I wish we could have a little respect for due process of law.
Well, Chris, I think we'll be reading you next in the JournalEnquirer.com. That's with an I. JournalEnquirer.com. Hey, thanks for being on, Chris.
Thank you, Ray.
Have a good week. There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.